بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Living the Quran through the Living Quran, an audio-visual translation of Tafsir al-Nur of Sheikh Mohsen Qaraati, translated by Salim Bimji and edited by Arif Huda. Audio version read out by the translator. In this 22-part series, we will be reviewing Chapter 58 of the Noble Quran, Surah Al-Mujadila, The Pleading Woman.
The Alliance of Satan. Satan has subdued them and so caused them to forget remembrance of Allah. Those are the party of Satan. Be aware of the party of Satan, they are the losers, the self-ruined. Thinking points. In this regards, Imam Ali has been quoted as saying, in Nahjul Balagha, sermon number 50, "The basis of the occurrence of evils are those desires which are acted upon, and the orders which are innovated. They are against the book of Allah. People cooperate with each other about them, even though it is against the religion of Allah. If wrong had been pure and unmixed, it would not be hidden from those who are in search of it. And if right had been pure without admixture of wrong, then those who bear hatred towards it would have been silenced. What is, however, done is that something is taken from here, and something is taken from there, and the two are mixed. At this stage, Satan overpowers his friends, and they alone escape for whom virtue has been apportioned by Allah from before, as is seen in chapter 21, verse 101. In addition, Imam Hussein has been quoted as saying the following in Karbala to the army of Yazid, and this has been quoted in the tafsir of Nur al-Thaqalain, where Imam Hussein has said, "Satan has subdued his compatriots, his awliya." Now the methodology of Satan is as follows. Number one, step by step he begins to pull people towards himself, as is seen in the Quran in chapter number 24, Surah An-Nur, verse 21, where God says, "O you who believe, do not follow in the footsteps of Satan. Whoever follows in the footsteps of Satan, let him know well that Satan insistently calls to all that is indecent and shameful, and all that is evil. Were it not for Allah's bounty upon you and His mercy, not one of you would have ever attained purity. But Allah purifies whomever He wills. Allah is all-hearing, all-knowing." The second methodology of Satan is that sometimes he induces thoughts into the individual, just as a person throws rocks towards someone else from a distance. And this is seen in chapter number 22, Surah Al-Hajj, verse 52, where Allah says, "Never did we send a messenger or a prophet before you, but that when he recited Allah's revelations to the people, Satan would make insinuations about these revelations, prompting people to misconstrue them in many wrong senses rather than the right one. But Allah abrogates whatever insinuations Satan will make, and then he confirms and establishes his revelations. Allah is all-knowing, all-wise." The third methodology of Satan is that sometimes he establishes a connection with the person, however, he does not have any influence on him. And this is seen in chapter number 7, Surah Al-A'raf, verse number 201, where Allah says, "Those who keep from disobedience to Allah in reverence for Him and piety, when a suggestion from Satan touches them, they are alert and remember Allah, and then they have clear discernment." The fourth way of Satan is that sometimes he influences into the heart of the individual. And this is seen in chapter number 14, Surah An-Nas, verse 5, where God says, "The one who whispers into the hearts of humankind." The fifth way is where sometimes Satan influences the heart and he stays there. And this is seen in chapter 43, Surah Al-Zukhruf, verse 36, where Allah says, "Whoever willfully ignores the remembrance of the All-Merciful